Maxwell, I have found the perfect subject for our one-person play.
Your sex life.
Oh, Niles, I didn't recognize you. Wait, stand in Maxwell's shadow.
Cece, I've told you, I'm really not very keen on the idea of a one-person show.
Oh, Maxwell, come on. It's a sure thing. It's cheap, it's easy.
And still he won't ask me out on a second date.
Would you change your mind if the star of this one-person show were Chevy Chase?
Oh, my God, I love Chevy Chase. I have seen every one of his movies. Vacation, European Vacation, Vegas Vacation. He is very versatile.
Well, it's certainly true. He's very popular. All right, Cece, I tell you what, why don't you run with it?
Oh, well, great. He's playing in Atlantic City this weekend. I'll set up a meeting for us.
I love Atlantic City. You know, Ma just gave me a coupon. You can get a complete prime rib dinner for 17 cents.
17 cents?
Well, it comes with a fine Chablis.
Nanny Fine?
Yeah?
Why don't you fry up a sizzleine and whip out the Monopoly game, because that's as close to the boardwalk as you're getting.
Miss Fine, what Miss Babcock is trying to tell you in her own delicate way is that this is a strictly business trip.
Yep.
All right, fine. I've got a date Saturday night anyway.
A date?
Yeah, he's a very nice-looking guy. No gray hair, so...
I just realized, of course, you're going to have to come to Atlantic City to take care of the children.
Maxwell, this is my project. I am in charge. And there aren't going to be any children, and there's certainly not going to be any butler.
Well, I want the children to come.
Okay.
I'll need a butler.
Fabulous.
Good. Well, it's all settled then. Now, as you make the arrangements, Miss Fine, you'll have to cancel that date.
Fine. Boop, boop, boop. Hello, George Clooney? Yeah, Saturday's off.
She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Then the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed. Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Welcome to Trump's Taj Mahal Resort and Casino.
Oh, would you look at all this glitz. Stunning.
May I have your last name, sir?
Good luck. I've been waiting 5 years for it.
Oh, now that's a real woman.
Not the parts you're looking at, honey.
Are you here for the casino or for the shows?
Oh, actually, I'm here to take care of the children. That's my job.
Oh, why the sourpuss? You're in a hotel full of drunken men who've been up gambling for 72 hours. You could get lucky.
You think?
Anyway... when I go home tonight and I'm relaxing and lying in my jacuzzi, testing some wines with my wife, Marv, I will be thanking the Lord that none of you know where I live. Thank you and good night. Thank you. Uh-oh.
I'm so sorry that Niles is missing this.
Where
is Niles, anyway?
No, he said he didn't feel well. He went up to his room. He thought he had a temperature.
Ooh, I'm hot. Come on.
Seven. 17 is the number.
No.
Yes.
No.
Don't touch the wheel, sir.
This game is rigged.
Security.
Kidding. Kidding.
Oh, I just can't get over what a riot that Chevy Chase is. You know, I've had a crush on him since Saturday Night Live.
Oh, it's fine. Weren't you a little too young to be watching that?
Well, not if you consider three young.
Excuse me, ma'am. The gentleman you've been sending the drinks to all night, he said he's had enough.
Don't be the judge of that.
Oh, this is so incredible. Oh,
thank you.
Maxwell Sheffield, it's a pleasure to meet you, Chevy.
Mr. Chase is good.
What sense of humor?
No, I'm serious.
How come you let her call you Chevy?
Well, actually, she called me Chevy, You Were So Incredible, which happens to be my full name. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow at the casino, and we'll talk about the show.
Okay, thank you, Chevy. You were so incredible.
Uh-oh, I think I just felt someone's lips. Right here. Good night. Nice meeting you, Mitch.
Nice one. Oh, B, have you seen Niles anywhere?
Nope.
Well, wait a minute. Where are you off to?
To a show.
What kind of show?
Oh, you know, some craft show called, String and Paste.
String and Paste? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, String and Paste.
I see that. G-strings and pasties.
I thought it was a typo.
Yeah, well, how did you expect to even get into this? What do you have, a fake ID?
Yeah, I went to the guy that took 10 years off your license. It cost me 15 bucks.
I am horrified. I paid 25. Oh, now I know why mine costs more. Mm-hmm. Mine's laminated. It doesn't tear. Go see Muppets on Ice. Bye. Miles, have you been up gambling all night?
Leave me alone. I won $100.
Well, how much did you put in?
$300.
Miles, after all the money that you lost on the cruise, I can't believe you haven't learned your lesson. Give me a wallet.
No, no. I'm a mature, responsible adult. That's not fair. The Wilsons let their butler gamble. You're such a meanie, I hate you.
Oh, well, now, Mr. Smartmouth, you can just march yourself upstairs and go to bed. But, you know you can't win at these things. Everything you make, you put back in. What's the matter with you?
Daddy's in the shower, and I just locked myself out of our room. Thank you.
Good girl, sweetie. Okay, hold on to my stuff, and I'm gonna go in and get Niles' wallet back.
Okay, I copped a conditioner in a couple of minutes.
The torch has been passed.
Come on, three cherries, come to Papa.
ding, 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 ding. You don't have a gambling problem. Where is your wallet? Just kidding. Keep your wallet in your front pocket, don't you?
I'm getting lucky.
It took 4 years to ask me out on a first date, so I guess that would qualify me as a...
Sucker?
Yeah.
Tony, where wins again?
Thank you very much. You know, you have a beautiful face. Have you ever thought about acting?
Oh. Are you deaf?
Where wins again?
Oh.
You're bringing me luck, Fran.
Thank you.
Hey. I'm having a very big poker game in my room tonight. I sure could use you by my side.
Oh, wow. Chevy, you know, I'm a nanny, so my first responsibility really is to find a sitter.
Oh, Mr. Chase.
Hi there, Billy.
So is this a good time to discuss the play?
No.
How about this evening?
I'm afraid I'm spending the evening with your beautiful nanny.
Maybe you'll even get lucky.
Counting on it.
Wake up! Wake up, old man. We have to talk.
Now's Miss Babcock's moving in with us.
What? Niles, hypothetical question. Let's say someone's down at the casino and they ask a certain nanny if she would spend the night with him. And she tells him, he could get lucky. What do you think that means?
Oh, congratulations, sir! Finally! After 4 years! Do you know, to tell you the truth, I was beginning to think you were a big weenie.
Not me, you idiot! Chevy Chase!
I presume I'm fired. Just go ahead and give me my severance pay. Preferably in $5 chips.
From Chevy Chase. It's that beautiful dress that I saw downstairs in the boutique that I wanted to wear tonight, but how did he know?
Because you took him into the boutique and you said, this is the dress I want to wear tonight.
But how did he pick up on the subtlety? Dear Fran, meet me in front of the Baccarat room at 11. Oh, he wants to buy me crystal. Then up to my suite for the game.
This time,
what?
Give me back my wallet.
No, you are a compulsive gambler, and I will not be your enabler.
If you give it back to me, I'll tell you something about Mr. Sheffield that you really want to know.
All right, fair enough. You tell me what you got, I'll tell you where your wallet is.
Mr. Sheffield is insanely jealous that you are spending the night with Chevy Chase and thinks that you are going to end up in bed together.
He's insanely jealous.
where he got that.
The wallet, baby, the wallet.
Well, I'll give you a hint. I gave it to somebody that's really going to enjoy having this power over you.
Babcock.
Next time someone asks for an extra Twinkie in their lunch, we'll see who gives them the attitude.
Man, I can't believe that Dad is jealous of you and Chevy Chase.
Well, honey, just don't make it worse by telling your father that Chevy got me this really expensive, sexy gown and that I'm going to be in his room tonight at 11:15.
Well, I wasn't going to...
Yeah, you were. Hi, Gracie. How's the babysitter? No, that's not really Diana Ross. No, he's in the show here at the hotel. Meanwhile, is your father on his way up? Did he seem upset? Oh, how awful. Good night, sweetie. I love you.
Niles. Sir, Miss Babcock has my wallet, and I can't find her anywhere.
No, Niles, Miss Fine is in there with Chevy Chase right now.
Oh, but, sir, Lucky 7 is paying $110,432.98.
You know, I'm beginning to think you might have something of a gambling problem, old boy.
Oh, nonsense, sir. Damn.
What?
I just lost the trifecta.
Chevy, I'm so hot. Ooh, that's some great hand you got there, baby.
Fran, I didn't bring you up here to talk.
I think our not quite ready for prime time players beginning to take advantage of Miss Fine right now.
I'll take that bet. What are the odds?
For a little sweet stuff?
Oh, friend, take it off.
No.
Friend, we can't play until you take it off.
Okay.
She stopped talking. That's a bad sign.
Courage, sir. Perhaps she just discovered the mini fridge.
Fran, would you get me a Coke?
Yes. Yes! Yes, Jesse!
I've got to get in there. Here, hold this. Get back. Get back. Ow!
I bet you I can do that, sir.
Oh, all right, I bet you $50. Go on, go on.
Can you spot me the 50?
Here.
It's open.
All right. That's it. I've had it. She's leaving with me.
Oh!
Now, what in God's name possessed you to... fold with three queens?
What are you doing?
Feeling like a huge ass. Oh, nothing personal. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, Jeff.
Night, Fran.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, I can't believe you barged in there and carried me out. It's so 50s. Luckily, I'm an old-fashioned girl.
I only did it, Miss Fine, because I was concerned for your welfare.
Oh, you did not. You did it because you thought that I was in the arms of another man and you got jealous. Now, why can't you just tell me?
First, you tell me why a gentleman in a sequin gown is singing Grace to Sleep with Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Give it to me, Babcock.
Give what to you?
Don't play coy. I'm getting what I came for.
I'll tie you down if I have to.
Niles, you animal. I've never seen this side of you. Oh. What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm ransacking your drawers.
Well, are you looking for something specific? I have peignoirs, teddies, a hand puppet.
I am looking for my wallet.
Oh, Niles.
You don't have to pay me.
Good to be home, huh? Told you he'd say that.
You are such a worthless tool. It's like an embarrassment to have you as a relative.
You are amazing, verbatim. You know, I don't understand this whole gambling thing. Look at this. Chevy sent me $100 worth of chips. I thought that he was sending me Pringles.
Oh, I bet you're relieved it's money and not food.
How long you know me?
You know, I can't believe I still don't know if Chevy, Mr. Chase, Chevy, is doing my show or not.
Well, you know, if you want, I'd be happy to talk to him. I mean, we did have quite a rapport going there.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. I think I'll give him a call, see if I can get the two of you together.
Okay.
Jerry, listen, would you like to get together with Miss Fine? No? Sure.
Top crime drama here on Living TV at 11 tonight in CSI. Next, though, the Charmed Ones are fighting an evil faction causing no end of danger.